Another in the class of 2023 is a name synonymous with baseball out of West Middlesex, Jerry Novosel. Jerry Novosel, longtime coaching career, now a member of the class of 2023. You got to be very excited.
Very excited. Very am. It's a great honor, and I'm glad to be here. I don't know why they got me, but I'm glad to be here.
Your family, sports growing up. Talk about that. What drew you into the world of sports as a kid?
We just always played sports. You know, when you were young growing up, everybody competed and everything. And when I got the job at West Middlesex, they were looking for a coach. And I thought, hey, let me give it a shot, you know. And played softball for a lot of years. And very competitive league we played in, waltzed in. And where it says very competitive, played with a lot of the guys I see sitting here. And enjoyed playing sports.
What stood out as a baseball coach? What was your philosophy when it came to coaching your kids at West Middlesex?
Just to do everything right. Our philosophy was defense. I really stressed defense because I thought, you know what, I told the guys, if they can't score, they can't win. And I said, eventually we'll be able to scrape out a run or two to win. But I says, we just strived on defense, and we just drilled defense all the time. And I can honestly say my players did a good job for us.
I'm sure you had some great memories. Is there a moment or two that you remember as a head coach that still stands out today?
Oh, there's a lot of them. Any one, I don't know.
Championship?
Well, a lot of district championships we won. Probably the first one we won was my you know, this one that stood out to me, you know, because the first one is always your best, you know, and the guys were great. And I just remember that team. Just whenever we were down, somebody stepped up, and we didn't have any superstars, but every game somebody stepped up and won the game for us. You know, made a hit or made a play or did something. It was a team effort, and, you know, we won the districts, and it was just a great effort.
Without getting you in trouble, who would have been your best players you ever coached?
I can honestly say we had guys like R.J. Bowers was good. Dwayne Darby was good. Ricky Ladovich was good. And, you know, I hate to say this, you know, I don't hurt anybody's feelings, but my best one was my son, Walt Novosel.
Now, talk about the other side. Who was the best player you ever had to coach against?
Jeff Osborne. I remember playing against him, and I remember talking to his coach. It was Sachs. I remember talking to him. I says, hey, what do you do with this kid? How do you coach him to hit? He goes, I leave him alone. And, he was a good – you know, every time he came to the plate, he was a threat, you know. And again, that's why he got drafted, and that's where he got his accomplishments, you know. So,
was there ever a time you kicked yourself for a coaching mistake?
Many times. Many times, you know. How many times, you know, you get to get up there and you send the guy from home, send him to score, and, you know, get thrown out or something. But I don't know.
Not many,
but not, put it this way, not that really stick out, you know.
You coached a long time. What kept you going for all those years?
The kids. You know, I said I coached for 36 years and taught for that many years, and the coaching kept me there. I probably wouldn't have coached or taught that long if it wasn't for the kids. I tell everybody, it was like my family. Every year we come in, and those kids were my kids. You know, it was like a family. At the end of the year, our last game, when we had our little banquet at the end, and they were gone, it was like I just lost my family, you know. And then regrouped, and then next year some of them came back, and we had new ones there. And so every year it was a family thing, you know. And so they were good kids for us.
The rules have changed over the years. Now they have pitch counts. Back in your day, they didn't have that. Talk about how that would have affected your coaching.
Well, the pitch counts would have, but again, we never strained anybody's arm. I always looked out for the kid, you know. We never had a kid miss a game because he had a sore arm, because we took it easy on him. Beginning of the year, they pitched two innings, three innings, you know, and I kept track of what they were doing. And but again, the pitch count probably would have hurt us, because later on in the year, you know, come playoff times, you know, the kids were ready to go. They were ready to go full game, you know, throw 100 pitches. But the pitch count would have probably hurt us then. But
Who was your biggest influence? Who helped motivate you growing up and got you to where you are?
Probably my dad. You know? He was a good guy, and that was it.
One of a kind.
Oh, yeah. You know, he coached Walt in baseball, our softball team, and we played for him. And I watched what he did with the team and how he ran the team and stuff. So it was a good influence.
Jerry Novosel, congratulations. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.